This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
USDA offering some relief for dairy farmers with stimulus payments, but not enough to cover the losses. Checking in with the breakdown, Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives on how much dairy gets in the piece of the stimulus pie. Bob?
It is small, Bill. The $2.9 billion, if you break it down, we had some price estimates made on 100 cow dairy, a small dairy, producing about 20,000 pounds a year. I mean, one of the things they did, they said that the payments would be for the first quarter from January 1 through April 15th would be 85% of the losses, and then the payments from April 16th through the second and third quarter would be just 30% of losses. So a farmer, a 100-cow dairy, a small dairy, would get about single payment about $15,685 with a 20,000-pound production. 25,000-pound, it'd get about $19,600. A herd of about 200 cows would get $31,000 on 20,000 pounds of milk and get about almost $40,000 on 25,000 pounds, but the bigger herds would get a 2,000 cow dairy would reach its payment limitation of $125,000 right away. So, you know, the losses that you're going to incur from milk going from the blend price going from 1950 as price estimate back in the end of December to $15 or so a hundredweight, you know, the amount of money you're going to get is pretty small. So it's disappointing, but that's what it is.
Then you wonder if this is the only relief that's going to take place.
There's a possibility of another $14 billion in the CCC that is available, although they say it would be July 1. There's a letter being circulated, being sent to the president to make that monies available earlier than July 1. There'll be another round of stimulus monies that may be passed by Congress, you know, in the weeks ahead. So there's more money available, but that $16 billion, you know, is spread pretty thin among the ag sectors. You know, we tried to get as much as we could, but when you look at the whole ag sector, $16 billion isn't a lot of money in total. So, but that's what it was, you know.
We're also hearing about the Paycheck Protection Program and help on the way there as well.
That's going to be passed by the House. The Senate already passed it, the $300 billion, and then we're eligible for the emergency program now, I believe, the way they've written the language in that, because farmers weren't eligible before. But the Paycheck Protection Program, farmers have used that. We only got about $4.4 billion out of the last round, but I think farmers will be using that program a lot more in the latest round of the $300 billion that's coming out, and then there's $60 billion more for loans as well. So that'll be passed. There's $1.2 million I didn't mention for donation under Section 32, the TFAP program. For these food banks are just overwhelmed, Bill, with folks that are going there, as you know, to try to get food because the people that are out of work and need food, and they're just stretched to the very limit to get food to people who need it. And USDA has come up with sort of a creative idea. I don't know how it's going to work, but they're putting together what they call boxes of perishable food with dairy and fresh fruit and vegetables in them to give to people who are coming to these food banks. We were hoping they'd do vouchers. So when you'd go to a food bank, you could get a voucher for a perishable product like milk and dairy products, and you could take that voucher to a supermarket and then use it to buy dairy products. But they're trying these boxes. We'll see how that works and see if it is able to move more products. But they've got $100 million a month available for under the TFAP program for dairy products at these food banks right now as well. And then, of course, this PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, the monies are going to start flowing again for that after House passes it tomorrow. We've got to get people back to work, though, get the restaurants open so we can get milk flowing again. I mean, most of the schools are closed down for the rest of this year. So, you know, we're still going to have excess supply of milk, but we've got to get people back to work under the conditions, of course, that they're laying out for people to go back to work. But we've got to get the country back to work again.
Thanks for the update, Bob. Bob Gray is with Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Dr. Mike Hutchins on our Feed Forum Friday. Thanks for listening and stay safe. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.